serving woman is.
So we are serving God.
是我们的身份.
It's our profession.
可惜今天,
but unfortunately today,
在基督教里面,
among God people,
我们以为说是有很好数很少数的人,
we assume only a few.
他们是圣品的人,
they are the sacred specimen.
他们只有他们可以是谁,
only they serve.
我们这帮平民徒啊,
we are ordinary believers. Lay believers. Lay.
我们这一般就是一头啊,
we are laymen.
我们根本配也不能十分之,
we are qualified to serve.
那我们做什么呢?
And what do we do?
我们就坐在那里听听了,
and so sit there and listen.
我们在里捐一点钱了,
and we there put something in the offering box.
那么这一般生平的人其实替我们十分之,
and allow the clergy to do all the serving.
这堕落的基督教,
this is a fallen condition.
如果今天我们看见主的救赎的,
you see God's redemptive work.
我们要看见说,
we see
我们每一个生救的弟兄姊妹,
everyone who are saved by the Lord is there.
我们都应该起来侍奉我们的,
we must rise up and serve our God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
让我们问问我们自己,
let's ask ourselves,
究竟今天我们活在这个地方,
when we live on this earth,
我们在哪里侍奉什么?
Who are we serving?
有的人也许在哪里侍奉钱,
some of you are serving money.
有的人也许在哪里侍奉地位,
and some are serving a position.
有的人也许在哪里侍奉他的家庭,
and some are serving their family.
有的人也许在哪里侍奉他的事业,
and some of you are serving your business.
究竟我们在这里侍奉谁呢?
What, who are you actually serving?
有人哪里说是我是在哪里又侍奉他们又在哪里侍奉谁?
I'm serving both Mammon and God.
我把Mammon拿来就奉献十分之一,
so when I take Mammon and I give one tenth to the Lord,
所以我十分之九十分Mammon十分之一十分神,
and so I serve 10% I serve Mammon and 10% I serve God.
但是主要是说一个人不能成两个朋友,
but God
said, 不能侍奉两个主人。你不是侍奉他们，就是侍奉神。You're
not serving Mammon, then you're serving God.
你不是侍奉神，就是侍奉他们。You're
not serving, then you're serving Mammon.
你没有办法同时一同侍奉。You
cannot serve both at the time.
究竟，亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在我们心的深处,
in the depth of our heart,
我们知道我们今天活在这个地方,
do we know why we live on this earth?
我们在哪里侍奉谁?
Are we serving God?
不错, 也许我们还在外面做事,
it is true we do have some business we have to tend to.
神要我们劳苦,
true God wants us to work and toil.
但是我们在劳苦中间,
but in the midst of our toiling,
我们是不是只是侍奉我们的肚腹了呢?
Is it we are serving just because we do live?
还是我们虽然在劳苦中间,
when we are even toiling,
叫我们能生活这种维持,
so that we can have enough,
叫我们能起来侍奉我们的神,
so that we can rise up and serve our God.
不错, 做家庭不负的人,
and those who are housewives,
你在那里看顾你的家庭,
you're looking after your family,
你在看顾你的儿女,
you're looking after your children,
这一个是 究竟是他们是你的侍奉呢, 还是神是你的侍奉?
Are you serving them or God is the person you're serving?
你是替谁来管理这个家庭?
Are you managing your family for God?
你是替谁来养育你的儿女?
Are you raising your children for God?
许多地说我们养育我们的儿女是为着自己,
many times we raise our children for ourselves.
当我们老了儿女就可以 照顾我们,
so when we are old they can take good care of us.
所以表面上 是养育儿女, 实际上是养育自己了,
and even though we think we are raising our interests, but actually we are caring for ourselves.
但是弟兄姊妹, 今天我们 在哪里培养儿女是为谁呢?
We're caring for youngsters. Who are we really caring for?
是为他们,
are we for them?
为我们,
for me?
他是为着谁?
For God.
我盼望弟兄们要在主的面前,
brothers and sisters, we ought to be before the Lord.
要清楚地看见自己,
we have to see clearly about the matter.
不错, 我们手里还在那里做许许多的事情,
it's true we are doing these things with our hands.
但是我们的心里面那是侍奉神,
but in our heart we are serving God.
我们做这些的事情都是为着神而做,
when we do all these things we are doing them for God.
我们为神来经营这一切,
we are managing all these things for God.
好叫神能得 走荣耀
，so that God will get all the glory，
他叫神的旨意能被成就
，and so that His will will carry out。
我们必须要侍奉神。
We must serve。
我们知道侍奉那一件的事情。
We know in this matter of service
是在宇宙里一个极大的争执。
Is the conflict of the universe
在历史时代。
Throughout the century，
这是一个争执的焦点。
This is the focus of crisis conflict。
只有人类一直今天
from creation till now，
这一个十分是一个一直继续不断的一个争执的点。
This matter service is the focal point of conflict。
神是应当这座十分的。
God deserves our service。
但是撒旦在那里要抢夺神的十分。
And God wants to remove that service away from God。
我们是站中间。
We stand in the middle。
究竟我们是给谁十分呢？
Whether we serve God，
或者我们给三十分
，or we serving Satan，
我们必须在你面前要有一个人选。
Therefore, we must make a choice。
你知道约书亚他年老的时候
，when Joshua was old，
他召集以色列的百姓
，he gathered all Israelites together，
他就把这件事情摆在以色列百姓的面前。
He laid this matter before the Israelites。
他说
，he said，
你们要定规。
You must make a choice.
你们究竟要侍奉谁？
Who do you want to serve?
你们要侍奉耶和华你们的神呢？
You want to serve Jehovah your God?
或者你们要侍奉大河那一面能祖宗的那一些的假神？
Or you serve the gods on the other side of the great river?
或者在迦南地那一些外邦人的假神？
All the gods in this of you.
你们要拣选一下。
You have to make a choice.
以色列的百姓已经到了迦南了。
God's people already in Canaan。
他们已经在神应许的地方。
Already in the promised land。
但是约书亚还要他们来一个拣选。
And Joshua wanted them to make a choice。
叫我们人来讲。
In our thinking。
好像这个不需要拣选。
Yes, it is not an important matter that they have to make a choice。
当然是如此。
It is so。
他们神所救赎的。
They were God redeemed。
是神把他们带到迦南地来。
God brought them into Canaan。
那当然他们应当侍奉神了。
Of course they ought to serve God。
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
我们看见人的败坏就在
这里。We see man's corruption is here。
虽然蒙了神这么大的恩典
，Even though they received such grace from God，
但是许多的时候心意还是不定。
But because they are still hot。Is still unsettled.
他是三心两意。
They're still double-minded.
所以约书亚在他离开世界之前
，and so before Joshua departed from the earth，
他就把这个问题摆在他面前。
He raised this question before.
约书亚他就宣告了
，and Joshua declared，
不管你们怎么拣选
，no matter what, how do you choose，
是我和我的家
，as far as I and my family，
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve Jehovah.
感谢赞美。
Praise God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天在神的面前
Today we are before God，
是不是也有这样一个坚定的心志？
Do we have this kind of a determination？
至于我和我的家，
As for me and my house，
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve Jehovah。
以色列的百姓受了感动，
The Israelites were touched，
所以他们说我们也要侍奉耶和华。
And they said we also want this Jehovah。
约书亚说不行，
Joshua is not so。
他说神是圣洁的神
God is a holy God
你们不能侍奉神
You cannot serve him
你们如果要侍奉神的话
If you want to serve him
把你们所有的偶像要毁掉
You must destroy all your idols
否则的话你不能侍奉神
Otherwise you will not be qualified
因为神是圣洁的神
Because God is a holy God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹什么叫做圣洁呢
What does it mean by holy
圣洁的意思
The meaning of holy
就是第五耳
isHe is alone.
你不能在他之外再加上什么。
You cannot add anything to him.
他是独一无二的。
He stands alone.
但是以色列的百姓
，But Israel,
他们不圣洁
，Not holy.
他们一面要侍奉神
，On the hand they want to serve God.
一面家里还有偶像
，On the other hand they have idols in their house.
这样不圣洁怎么能侍奉圣洁的神呢
？How can they serve in that condition?
所以主要告诉他们说
And Joshua told them,
你们不能圣洁
you cannot serve God.
你们要是分把偶像统统毁掉
If you want to serve, you must destroy all the idols.
感谢神
Praise God.
他们愿意毁掉一切的偶像
They want to destroy the idols.
好叫他们能侍奉
So they can serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹今天我们的光景样
What is our condition today?
是不是我们也心里说主啊我要侍奉你
Is it in our heart we say to the Lord I want to serve you?
但是你要 要听见圣灵微笑的声音。
You must hear the whispering of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵说神圣洁的。
The Holy Spirit says God is holy.
你如果要侍奉他，
If you want to serve him,
你所有的偶像必须要摔。
You deal with the idol.
什么叫做偶像？
What is idol?
偶像就是把神变作平常。
Idol means God comes common.
其他的东西与神并立。
All other things are now equal with God.
那神就不再独一无二了。
God does not stand by himself alone.
不一定犯什么罪。
It's not necessarily we have to sin.
你知道罪的对面是义。
The opposite of sin is doubt, justice,
righteousness. 圣的对面是诅。
The opposite of holy is curse.
Common.罪圣，实在说起来，不是与罪发生直接的关系。
So in a sense, holy is not really related to sin.
公义与罪发生直接的冲突。
Righteousness and sin have direct relationship.
圣是与主平凡发生直接的这个基础。
Holiness and uncommon.Is a relationship.
所以今天我们要侍奉神。
So for if we want to serve God.
不能说我们犯了罪不能侍奉神。
It's not that we think we cannot serve God.
就是我们变得平凡了也不能侍奉神。
And when we become common, we cannot serve God.
我们必定要分别出来才能侍奉神。
Therefore, we need to be separated and serve God.
我们怎样把我们自己分别出来呢？
How can we separate ourselves?
来侍奉人呢
？And serve God.
这个是罗马第十二章第一节所说的话。
And this was Romans 1:12.
所以弟兄们
，Therefore, brethren,
我以上的慈悲劝你们
，By the mercy of God, I urge you.
将身体献上当作祭
，Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的
，Holy.
是神所选的
，Acceptable to God.
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
Which is your reason of service?
亲爱的弟兄们
Brothers and sisters,
这里告诉我们说我以神的慈悲劝你们
It is, I beseech you by mercies of God
这个神的慈悲是做什么说的呢
What is mercy or mercies referred to
这个神的慈悲就是罗马第一章到十一章里头所说的话
This mercy refers to the previous 11 chapters of Romans
我们本来是在罪恶过犯中
We were sin and trusted
耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪
The Lord is cleansing our sins
我们本来都是人
Before we were all dead in sin.
但是今天，主耶稣，他把我们与带到十字架上去。
And the Lord took us to the cross.
与他钉死。
We crucified there with him.
把他的生命赐给了我们。
And he gave us his life.
把他的圣灵赐给了我们。
And he gave us the Holy Spirit.
叫我们今天能凭着圣灵，来生活。
And through the Spirit we can live.
把我们这一般，与神的约无分的人。
Those who have nothing to do with God,
把我们带到神的国度里面。
We are now drawn to God and into His kingdom.
这些都是神的慈悲。
This is all God's mercy.
那么神的慈悲应当激励我们。
God's mercy is all to encourage us.
因着神的慈悲激励了我们。
Because of the mercies of us,
我们就要把我的身体献上做活祭。
And then we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
为什么说身体献上呢
？What does it mean by a living sacrifice? Body.
为什么用身体呢
Why body?
因为在这里身体就代表我们整个的人
Because the body here represents our whole person
因为这是一个实行的事情
Because this is a matter of action
所以他用身体来代表
And so it's represented by body
我们要把我们身体献上当作活祭
So we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament
人受了神的恩爱
When man touched by God's love,
他们就在他们的深处的里面
and it's from the depth of their heart.
他们就在他们的这个。
They'll take one of the animals.
我就是一个牛，或者是一个羊。
Or an oxen, or an ox, or a lamb.
就带到圣殿里面。
And they bring it to the temple.
把这个牛，这个羊献上给神。
And they offer this animal up to God.
这一个祭啊是死祭。
This Offering is a death sacrifice.
为什么呢？因为你一切就要把它烧掉。
Because the moment you offer this, the animal was killed.
并且要把它烧掉。
And you burn the animal.
这个燔祭啊，是一直烧成灰了。
This burnt offering is a continually burning.
叫神能得着喜悦。
God will be satisfied.
但是新约的时候
，But in the New Testament，
神不要你牵一个牛，牵一个羊来。
God does not want you to offer him an animal，
是要你把你自己带来。
God wants you to bring yourself，
把你自己献上当作。
You bring yourself as a living sacrifice.
不是死祭，是活祭。
Not a dead sacrifice, the living sacrifice.
意思就是说
，It means
虽然你是活的
，even though you are living，
但是你天天活是为神活。
And because you live, you must live daily for the Lord.
你不再是为你自己活。
You must not live yourself.
你不再属于你自己。
You do not belong to yourself.
你这个人是属于神的。
You belong to God.
你这个人是为着他的喜悦。
You live for him for his pleasure.
你这个人就是来遵行他。
And you are here to do his will.
许多的时候
many times,
我们以为说奉献呢
we thought offering confession
我们以为说奉献乃是那些传道的人要奉献
we made confession for those who are preachers
当我得救的时候
after our brother was saved
在1940年
in 1930
当我救的那个时候
When Arthur was saved,
我们听见的奉献呢、
The consecration we heard in those days,
乃是奉献做主道
You are consecrating yourself to be a preacher.
意思是平信徒不要奉献的
That's ordinary believers, big people you don't need to consecrate.
只有传道是奉献
Only those who are preachers you need to consecrate.
所以我还记得很清楚啊
Our brother remember very clearly.
每次我得救了
Our brother was saved,
在那个特会里面
In that special meeting,
最后一天
The last
就是讲奉献了
is spoke on consecration
希望你们什么人被主的爱感动
if you are touched by God's love
愿意把你献上做主道
and if you want to consecrate yourself to be a preacher
你可以献上
you can consecrate
在这个讲台后面放了一个大的中国地图
right in the back of the platform there is a big map of China
那个传道人就说了
and the preacher say
你们可以拣选你们要到哪里去传道
Choose why you want to go to serve the Lord.
到哪里侍奉神
Why you want to serve the Lord?
你们到台上来
You come to the platform.
把你的手指在那个地方
You point your finger to that place.
那就你要去的地方
That's the place for you to go.
我那个时候才十五岁
Our brother was only 15.
那我想你能算得出来我现在多岁了
Now you can figure out how he is now.
我刚得救
And I was newly
saved. 哇，心里火热
I was burning.
就这救的爱实在是大
Love was burning.
我心里想了当然我要奉献做传道我要表示我爱主我要到最远的地方最难的地方所以又跑到阳台上面你知道我的手指在哪里蒙古
Mongolia
感谢
Praise God
我还没有去蒙古
I've never been to Mongolia.
神不要照我的意思来侍奉他。
God did not want God to serve him according to his own wish.
神要我照着他的意思来侍奉他。
God want our brother to serve according to his will.
是弟兄姊妹。
For instance,
今天我们知道。
Today we know.
那个都是讲错的。
That teaching was wrong.
圣经说，所以弟兄们。
Scripture is brethren.
这个弟兄们啊，也不姊妹哦。
This brethren includes sisters.
因为主的生命在我们里面是儿子的生命。
Because the life in us is the life of the Son of God.
所以有的是男的兄，有的是女的弟兄啊。
So they are male brothers in the Lord and male sisters in the Lord.
Female
brothers in the Lord.
我们都是弟兄啊。
We are all brothers.
主耶稣是我的长兄
He is our elder brother.
我们都是弟兄
We are all brothers.
我们都要把我们的身体献上当作活祭
We must give our bodies as a living sacrifice
就是说
That is to say,
从今以后
From this
moment, 我这个人就是为做侍奉神的
My life is a life of service
是奉献
Consecration
乃是人神得着我们
Consecration is for God to in us
叫神的旨意能通行在我们身上
God's will can flow through
我们在神的手里
We are in God's hand
神要怎样的侍奉
How he wants us to serve you
愿他的意成就
His will be done
不是照着你的意思
Not according to our wishes
也不是照着我的意思
It's not a wish
是照着他的旨意
It's according to his will
来顺他
Serving him
这一个叫做奉献
This is what means by consecration
圣经说这是圣洁的
Bible says it is holy
这一个是圣洁
is holy.
你就这样把自己分别出来。
This is how you separate yourself.
这个是神所喜悦。
That's what God is pleased.
你们在救了之后是不是要神的喜悦呢？
After you saved, do you have a desire to please God?
这个是讨神喜悦。
This is how it pleases God.
并且圣经说，
And Bible says,
你们如此侍奉。
When you do it this way,
乃是理所当然。
It is reasonable.
啊，你们这样侍奉是合理的。
When you serve God, it is reasonable.
实际上
Often,
我们说侍奉哪里开始？
How do we begin to serve God?
侍奉从奉献开始。
Serving God begins with consecration.
你把你自己献上当活祭。
You offer yourself up as a living sacrifice.
你的侍奉就开始了。
That you begin your ministry.
并且在犹太的本土，犹太翻译。
There and in some other translation,
他说这一次你属灵的敬拜。
And some version says it was spiritual worship.
不但是属灵的侍奉，也是属灵的敬拜。
It's not only ritual service, but also spiritual worship.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
今天我们在神的面前
，today as we before the Lord,
我们是不是看见说
，do we see
神造我们是为着侍奉他
？God created us is for for us to serve him.
神救赎我们是要为着神。
God redeemed us for us to serve him.
我们是不是觉得我们应当侍奉？
Do we feel that we ought to serve him?
我们应当拣选来生我们的神。
We ought to choose to serve him.
如果我们有这样的心愿，
we have this desire.
我们怎么开始？
How do we do it?
我们要把自己献上当作活祭。
We consecrate offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
请记得。
Let's remember.
燔祭
burn offering
乃是早晨献一点
in the morning you offer a lamb
就被祭坛上的火慢慢的焚烧
allow the fire and the altar to burn slowly
烧到晚上已经变成灰了
it burns until evening and it turns into ashes
晚上又放上
and evening we place there under the lamb
那火在晚上整夜在那里烧
and the fire burns throughout the night
烧了早晨变成灰了
and morning it turned into ashes
这早晨的燔祭又放
and then we place there under the lamb
奉献不是一劳永逸的事情
consecration is not once for all
奉献是要天天奉献
consecration is continuous thing daily
不说你十年前在奉献会里头你奉献过
doesn't mean that 10 years ago in the revival meeting you all consecrated yourself
乃是说你今天早晨有没有奉献
the question is today this morning did you offer yourself up to God
你今天晚上要不奉献
are you willing to offer yourself up this evening
让神圣洁的火昼夜不断在那里焚烧
allow the holy fire of God to burn loose in the day
叫你能馨香的味道到神的面前
and so that you will become a sweet savor in God's sight
感谢神
praise God
我们要被烧成灰
that to be burned into ashes
但神的心不做满足
but God's heart will be satisfied
愿神怜悯我们
may God be merciful
我们祷告
let's pray
主啊当我们想到你的大爱的时候我们不能把自己留下来侍奉我们的自己主啊求求你在今天早用你的爱来激励我如果我们还没有奉献能把自己献上如果称奉献叫我们再献上主啊我们要不断把自己献上给你你是配得着我们的
神
你是配得着我们的敬拜
阿们
我们的主我们真是愿意这一次你真是把我们带到当初叫我们能满足你的旨意我们的主啊垂听我们的祷告奉主耶稣名
Let's start our meeting by singing hymn number 20 on page 27 我们开始聚会我们唱诗歌第二十首二十七页 Living for Jesus 活着为耶稣一起来唱
活着为耶稣是我难担尊
姐姊妹们, sisters.
Brothers.